I want to start this deep dive with a really specific kind of exhaustion.
Yep.
If you're running a team, if you're growing a business, you probably know this feeling. It's that deep, bone-weary exhaustion that seems totally disconnected from how much sleep you got.
Great. The numbers can be great. Revenue's up. Everything's green on the dashboard.
Exactly. But you feel completely and utterly depleted. And it's so easy to internalize that, to think, I must be burnt out, or maybe I just don't have the grit for this.
Or that it's a personal failing.
Yes. But our sources today, they offer this really counterintuitive diagnosis, that crushing fatigue. It is usually not a motivation problem. It's not a character flaw. It is complexity.
And that really is the whole mission of this deep dive. We're looking at sources that finger complexity as the number one silent killer of energy, the main driver of founder burnout.
A silent killer. I like that.
It happens right at that moment when the business grows just enough that it starts needing the leader, often unconsciously, to think for everyone.
Thinking for everyone. Wow, that hits hard. Because that is exactly what the daily grind looks like, isn't it?
It is.
You're the ultimate translator. You're constantly jumping in to clarify scope. You're fixing messy handoffs between.
Oh, the messy handoffs. Always.
Always. And you're the final authority who somehow just knows where the truth is buried, and you find yourself approving these simple decisions that, frankly, the team should be handling.
You are paying what the sources call the coordination tax. And it's not a single dramatic event. It's a thousand little paper cuts. It
Right.
shows up as, needing five emails when one should have done the job, or all those extra meetings you have just for alignment.
Because the clarity wasn't there from the start. I also see it in the endless rework. A project moves from marketing to sales, then to fulfillment, and at every single step, someone has to spend hours just cleaning up the last person's work.
Exactly. The business starts diverting a huge chunk of its total energy, its capacity for actual growth, into what is essentially work about work.
Work about work.
And because the founder, the leadership team, is the default connector between every person and every decision, they feel it first. They feel it the hardest. You, the listener, feel tired because you are literally carrying the weight of the company's mess.
Okay, so let's unpack this.
Yeah.
We've established complexity is the enemy.
Yeah.
But here's the modern twist, and I think this is where the material gets really fascinating.
Yeah.
Why is AI making this problem so much harder to ignore right now? I mean, intuitively, shouldn't AI just fix the complexity, sweep it all up?
That intuition, it makes sense, but AI isn't magic. The source material is pretty blunt about this. AI actually refuses to operate inside a messy system.
It refuses.
It does. It
Yeah.
needs absolute structural clarity. It has to know who is responsible, what the steps are, where the data lives. And when that clarity is missing, AI doesn't solve the problem. It immediately exposes the gap.
So it's like a spotlight.
A very bright one. And what's interesting is that the companies getting real returns from AI right now, they're not always the ones with the biggest R&D budgets. They are, quite simply, the ones who are already organized. They had already built the clarity AI needs to work.
So AI is basically an aggressive organizational auditor. It holds a mirror up to your systems and asks, is this process actually repeatable, or is it just living in one person's head?
That's the perfect way to put it.
Okay, that framework is critical. So to help you pinpoint where to start, the sources say complexity shows up in three predictable places, and each one creates a different kind of burnout.
And by naming the type of complexity, you stop chasing the symptom, the fatigue, and you can finally start fixing the root cause.
Let's do it. Deep dive one. Structural complexity. This is the complexity that comes from unclear ownership. And it puts the leader right in the middle of everything, the constant, unavoidable bottleneck. For you, the founder, this just feels like a day of constant interruptions.
Yeah.
Deep work is impossible.
And you see those classic symptoms of diffuse responsibility. Roles overlap, which leads to that awful phrase, everyone is kind of responsible.
Which means no one is.
Exactly. Or shared ownership. The reality is, if three people are responsible, zero people are accountable. Decisions just stall. They bounce around in email chains, and where do they end up?
Right in your lap.
Every time. You have to weigh in just to keep things moving. The diagnosis here, the statement that should really sting if you have this problem is, everyone needs me to make decisions.
Right. And then you try to bring in an AI tool, say, to route customer service tickets or something. It just breaks, doesn't it? Because it can't handle that ambiguity.
It can't. AI can't route a task if it doesn't have a clear owner for the final call. It
Yeah.
cannot automate an undefined decision. And if the expectations are fuzzy, the AI's output is going to be inconsistent. unreliable. It doesn't fix the confusion. It just shines a huge lamp on it and grinds to a halt.
So the fix here isn't some massive, painful reorg. What's the first move? What's that one targeted thing you can do to start fixing structural complexity?
The first move is surgical. You picked just one repeatable workflow. Client onboarding is a great example.
Okay.
And you define it with brutal clarity. Three things. First, who owns it end to end? One person. Second, what done actually means for that workflow. And third, you explicitly grant that owner authority over a specific set of decisions that require zero escalation to you.
You're taking yourself out of the equation.
You are removing yourself as the bottleneck for that one process. And that frees up a little bit of your space for deep work.
That's so powerful. You're attacking the fatigue by fixing the ownership, not by trying to overhaul the entire company.
Okay.
That covers the who and the why of the bottleneck.
Yeah.
Let's move to deep dive two, operational complexity.
Right. So operational complexity is the messiness that happens when the how is inconsistent.
Oh, yeah.
This is when the real delivery process lives inside people's heads, not in a documented system. And this drives burnout through what feels like perpetual firefighting. You're just solving the same predictable problems again and again.
It must feel like constant deja vu. You know, you solve a crisis today that you literally just solved 3 weeks ago, but for a different client.
Precisely. And the symptoms are so glaring. The same work is done differently by different people. There's no standard. You have your best people carrying around all this essential tribal knowledge.
The one person who knows how to run that one report.
Yes. That person who knows how to handle a complex install. And if they get sick, the whole system just grinds to a halt. And of course, rework becomes normal. The team just accepts it. Oh yeah, we always have to fix it twice before it goes live.
That's a huge red flag.
It is. So the founder's diagnosis here, the pain point that hurts the most is we keep solving the same problems over and over.
And if that workflow is changing every single time based on whose memory is in charge, I imagine an AI algorithm just throws up its hands.
It does. It absolutely does. AI cannot automate a process that only exists in someone's memory or, you know, in a long-lost Slack thread. If the process isn't defined, AI can't learn it, let alone improve it. If the workflow is always morphing, it can't create consistency. The output is useless because it's completely unreliable. It just reinforces our earlier point. Organized companies win with AI because their operations are repeatable.
So the solution is documentation, but the sources are really clear. It has to be practical, not some 100-page manual no one ever reads. What's the first move for operational complexity?
The goal here is repeatability, not perfection. That's the key. So the first move is to document one default delivery workflow, just one, for your most common service.
Forget the edge cases for now.
Forget them. Just map out the core path. Define the required inputs. What does the team need to start? Identify the, say, 5 to 9 major stages. Assign a clear owner for each stage. And finally, clarify the output. What does done truly look like? You're just building a standard track that everyone follows 80% of the time.
That distinction, repeatability over perfection, that's crucial. It stops the team from getting bogged down.
Okay.
So we've covered structural, who owns the decision, and operational, how the work gets done. Let's hit the third one. Technical complexity.
Technical complexity. This is the third burnout driver, and it happens when the tech stack just sort of grows without a plan. You end up with tools that create more work about work than they actually save.
And this kind of complexity, it drives burnout through relentless context switching, right?
Exactly.
Your team is constantly searching for data, copying it from the CRM to a spreadsheet to the project tracker. They're updating three systems at once and spending half their day just trying to reconcile numbers because nothing matches.
Mm-hmm. The symptoms are so visible. You've got three different project management tools doing basically the same job. Client data lives in 5 different spreadsheets.
And those temporary workarounds.
Oh, they've become permanent. The duct tape is now a feature. And the worst part is when someone asks, what's the true status of this project? The team has to ask around just to figure out which system to even believe.
It's chaos.
So the diagnosis for the founder here is really straightforward. We waste time hunting for information and updating our tools.
So AI loves data, but if that data is scattered and siloed and inconsistent, it's just a garbage in, garbage out catastrophe, isn't it?
It's a complete catastrophe. AI requires integration and a single source of truth to function at any meaningful scale. If your systems don't talk to each other, the AI chain just breaks. Mm. If data is inconsistent across platforms, the AI will deliver inconsistent outputs. It might draft a customer email based on old data from one system while the real-time project status is in another. When you find your AI struggling, the sources insist it's almost always a systems problem, not an AI problem.
So we need to declare war on the technical sprawl. Simplify. What's the first move for technical complexity without, you know, buying some massive new ERP system?
You have to define the system of record for each core category. It's about declaring, with authority, which data is the absolute truth for the business. And everyone has to defer to it.
So you pick one place for each thing.
One place. Choose one specific system for project status. That is the truth. Choose one system for client data. That is the truth. And one system for your SOPs and workflows, that is the truth. Other data can exist elsewhere, you know, temporarily, but it stops being the official source of record.
That clarity alone would save so much time.
It eliminates that cognitive friction of having to check three places just to be sure.
Okay, let's pull this all together for the listener. If you're feeling that deep, unfixable exhaustion, you have this 60-second diagnosis tool.
Right. Ask yourself, which of these three statements hurts the most right now? Is it structural? Everyone needs me to make decisions. Is it operational? We keep solving the same problems over and over.
Or is it technical? We waste time hunting for information and updating tools.
Whichever one of those makes you wince the most, that's your starting point.
And the critical rule the sources hammer home is that trying to fix all three at once, that just creates more chaos. You have to prioritize the pain that's causing the most drag right now.
And here's the central insight to really hold on to. AI doesn't magically fix this complexity. It exposes it quickly and honestly. But that exposure is incredibly valuable.
Because you can't fix what you can't see.
Exactly. Once the root cause of the fatigue is visible, you can finally remove it. And when you do that, the AI stops being this frustrating experiment and it starts becoming a powerful, undeniable strategic advantage.
So for that final actionable guidance, our sources suggest this. Don't start by buying another tool, please. Don't start with a massive documentation project. Start by targeting that operational drag.
The work about work.
The work about work. Find tools or frameworks like the simplification lens they mentioned that are designed to help you eliminate complexity before you even try to automate. When you eliminate it, not just manage it, that is when your business's lost momentum truly comes back.
And if you're looking for that next level of reflection as you walk away from this deep dive, I'd encourage you to ask yourself a question that came directly from our source material.
Okay.
Ask yourself this. What is one exception, one special case, one bespoke service, one personal preference that you keep allowing that is training your entire business to stay complex? That single exception might just be the key to unlocking your clarity and ending the exhaustion for good.